The right podcast. The right podcast.
Well, am I pure evil? Am I the face of terror sitting here in front of you? Or am I able to talk to you man to man?
Get prosecutors to agree. Atkinson faces one count of first degree murder for now, and he's being held on $1 million bond.
Directly behind Eric Rudolph in the courtroom today, his sentencing hearing was emotionally wrenching. Survivors of his clinic bombing finally got the opportunity to lash out at Rudolph.
Today, federal prosecutors are expected to rest their case against Dylan Roof, 22-year-old accused of a massacre fueled by hate.
1 year ago this weekend, the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, was the scene of a white supremacist rally and counter-protests. It led to violence and the death of 32-year-old Heather Heyer.
Did you make your mind up on the 24th? You sat in that church that you were going to kill Dr. Tillman?
Yes.
Hi, Elliot Roger. Well, this is my last video. It all has to come to this.
Carol, Illinois' White Rabbit militia boss should face the terror enhancement, according to federal prosecutors, for leading a team of domestic terrorists in a firebomb attack on a Minnesota mosque.
Tonight, there is breaking news from Kansas, where federal officials say they've broken up a right-wing militia plot to blow up a mosque and a Muslim apartment complex.
Hail Except Trump! Hail our people! Hail
the
victory!
The past 3 days, when I looked at that window upstairs, I thought a bit of a shining city upon a hill. The phrase comes from John Winthrop, who wrote it to describe the America he imagined. What he imagined was important because he was an early pilgrim, an early freedom man. He journeyed here on what today we call a little wooden boat. And like the other pilgrims, he was looking for a home that would be free. I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people.